and we're back on the air on this Wednesday, August the 26th, 2020. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble, and away we go for a whole nother hour here. Phone lines are open. I don't know. I could leave. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you want to call in about anything. Also, don't forget that The Progressive Life with Glenn Coble comes up after this show today, 12 to 1. We'll be reading Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, and then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 tonight. Don't miss any of that great programming here on WWGH Radio.
That's not live, is it, the Trinity Church?
No.
Yeah, it's pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded. It's Sunday service.
Is it Sunday service? Okay.
Didn't I say Sunday service?
You may have.
The Trinity the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday service?
I remember when my dad used to broadcast his church service. It was live, and it always scared him a little bit. He was afraid he was going to say something he didn't mean to say. Anyway, he never did.
Well, you know something interesting, and I want to talk about this in broad strokes, because I think it comes up in a lot of places, and I actually think it plays in the conversation we just had. It's fun to say things about people that you know they can take the joke and get the punch. But isn't it interesting how people will say things about people that they don't really know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've always found this to be an interesting trait.
I think that's kind of the nature of human beings is I think a lot of people, including yours truly, have brought other people down just because they want to build themselves up a little bit.
But why do
it's
you
think...
It's
not a good trait that I have.
Well, it's interesting because what I've noticed is that some people who do know you, if you do something that they don't like, they turn on you.
I've never had that happen.
I've had that happen. Oh, yeah. I've had that happen. And you don't even intentionally do anything awful to them. They just feel that you've done something awful to them.
Well, I'm kind of like you. If somebody gets mad at me because something I said, I don't really care. And you're kind of that way.
Well, I am because...
You care, but you don't really. It's not going to ruin your life.
No, well, I don't even know that I care. I care to the point that, you know, that's interesting. You know, I'm all for constructive criticism.
As long as it's constructive.
Yeah, well, I mean, but if you just say something that is total baloney, well, I'm not going to pay any attention to that.
Yeah. Yeah, we all do it occasionally, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really try very hard to avoid saying anything about anybody.
That's why you're so damn boring.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's that's why it transfers over into Facebook. It transfers over into things I talk about on the air. Because until I have somebody's permission to tell a story about them, I won't do it.
Your Facebook posts are very... vanilla.
Well, somebody even said something about it the other day. They said, why do you say someone? Because here's the thing. I don't know. Because here was the post yesterday. For anybody who didn't read it. I said, and I was making a joke. Because it was more of a joke than anything else. Because yesterday I went to the store with somebody. And really the idea to go into the store was to get a bag of chips for...
Yeah, you didn't say that on it.
I didn't?
I don't think
so. I thought I did.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. But the idea was to go in to get a bag of chips, and we did end up coming out with, like, school supplies and clothes.
Well, I must not have read this.
And
one.
Shoes. Yeah, this was the post.
Okay.
But that's exactly how I said it. Now, the joke to me was, hey, we only went in there to get chips, and I didn't catch all this other stuff on the list that we ended up coming out with.
Yeah.
That's the joke to me. But in telling that joke, it's a true story, but I don't want to say the person who I was with, because I think... if they don't get the joke, it doesn't portray them very well. And I also think that maybe they don't want people to know. Who knows?
Yeah, they might not want people to know where they were at that time.
Where they were at that time.
Yeah.
Or that incident took place. You know. And also, in my mind, if I buy somebody something, I don't want to say it because then it looks like I did it to get credit.
Have you ever bought anybody anything?
Oh, sometimes. Very rare. Very rare. But, you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
But you can... So that's why I always say someone. I don't want to... The person knows who I'm talking about.
On Facebook, I try not to say where I am or what I'm doing or who I'm doing with ever.
Right.
Well, but you will go ahead and say that you are doing something with somebody. I will just avoid saying it.
Well, I think it's because I'm trying to post things. I do not want to ever put a political post up. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to knock anybody. I don't want to do what everybody else does.
Yeah.
So I try to take real circumstances that are going on in my life and try to look at them through a funny lens.
Okay. Yeah, I read... I'm surprised I didn't read that particular post. I've read probably 90% of your posts. I just like to see what's going on. But I'm not that way. I will put political posts up. I try to be humorous. I know I have some friends that from the other side of the aisle that don't think I'm being humorous. But I try not to make it evil humor. I try not to say something that's not true or something that's cast dispersions upon a person's character. However, lately I have occasionally.
Well, see, it just, I don't know when Facebook became a political thing. And it just, I cannot...
The minute that it went on the air.
Well, I don't remember it being this bad.
Oh, it's not, no politics has been this bad.
I just, everything is something negative. And I don't, I love to stop and read a post that's not negative.
I get a lot of posts that are very positive, but they're positive about my side of the aisle. Now, I do keep a lot of, I will use the word friends because that's what Facebook says they're called. I keep a lot of friends from the other side, from the people that will... wake me up, you know. I had a really nice note from an African American young man who said that I was woke, and I didn't know what that meant. I had to look it up, but I try to be woke, so I try to understand what's being said, even if I disagree.
Well, like I just got a message on Facebook. Obviously, somebody who's listening who said, "Vague book is your Facebook, and that's perfectly fine."
What book is your Facebook?
Vague book.
Vague book.
Vague book is your Facebook, and it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And I think because why do I? Well, first of all, it's not always the same person. Number one, if I was married to somebody, well, maybe I would put their name up there all
you
the time.
You make it sound bad to be married.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
it is.
I'll have to go home and tell my wife.
Yeah,
we're done.
No. But I would, if I was there, I would put the name because you're with the same person all the time, or people just assume that you're with that person.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I am with different people, and these are different people that things are happening with. And, you know, I'm not going to run by everybody and say, oh, do you mind if I post that? Do you mind?
Oh, no. No, that would be terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to post something and have something come back and say, well, why did you put that up? I was supposed to be here during that time. And
I will post the names of people I'm with. But I pretty much have a good idea whether they want to be posted with me or not. So I don't do it very often. I don't find who I'm with at a particular time very important to other people.
Well, I mean, like that post where I'm talking about going into a store for one thing and coming out with a bunch of others, does it matter who I'm with? Is that relevant to that story at all?
I have that same story. I go in to my grocery store. I have two grocery stores. One's your grocery store and the other is a little bit cheaper. But I go into the little bit cheaper one almost every week and buy way more stuff than my wife asked me to. And I'll go to the counter and the lady will say, did you find everything? And I'll usually say, I found way more than I was supposed to. And that's kind of a joke. It's exactly the same thing, though. But I would never post that.
And I also like to highlight if I've had a good meal, because I think that's good for local businesses.
I enjoy listening to that.
Yeah, I like to highlight that. I like to highlight when something goofy goes on. Like,
quite often you don't mention the name of the restaurant where you had a good meal. I've noticed that. Some of the time you do.
But yeah, I try to if it's good. Now, if something bad happens...
Maybe that's what I'm
Yeah, I don't want to say... Like this morning when they only had medium cups at the place where I went and got a drink this
morning.
Does
that make you mad?
No, it didn't make me mad. It struck me as odd that you would run out of big cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
So, but to me, that's a funny thing. That's a funny happening.
Maybe it's a reflection of... Wasn't it Maine or Massachusetts where they wouldn't allow you to buy big cups anymore? New York.
Well, I don't think they ever got it done, though.
Didn't they?
No, they tried to, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
So, you know, these are the things, and I think, you know what I've also learned? More people read your post than, because I think everybody waits for the likes or the comments.
Yeah.
But so many more people are reading them than you would ever know.
I'm always amazed. I will get, you know, I average probably 45 to 55 notices, or at least I used to. Once I became a politician, more people started noticing. But it's amazing to me. I will put something on that I think is very germane to what's going on right now, and I'll get 27 responses with no likes. And then I will mention something. Well, one of the things I mentioned was that I was going to quit watching Channel 4 because what did Channel 4 do? I don't know. It doesn't make any difference, but they did something that irritated me. I had 372 people like it. Well, not like it, but pay attention to it. That just shocked me.
Well, isn't that interesting how that all shakes out in the end? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question to ask you. It's nothing to what you're talking about, but
well, that's
do
fine.
You guys know what time the double moon is supposed to be tomorrow night?
The double moon?
I didn't know there was one. What is a double moon? Boy, I am totally ignorant about that. And my major in college, or my minor in college, included climatology, which should inform me about that.
I guess it's two moons, but if you bring it up on your cell phone, would you say something on the air?
Yeah.
We'll see if we can find that.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Have you ever heard of a double moon?
No, I haven't heard of a double moon.
Well, I'm looking it up now, so you keep talking.
Glenn, we'll get the answer here, and we're actually going to come up on a break here. But if you have any questions, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any questions or comments on anything. Doesn't have to be anything that we're talking about at the current time. We're going to step out here for 60 seconds, come back with more here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Stay tuned. Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, Scott Spears and Glenn Coble back with you here on this Wednesday, August the 26th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. Glenn, what do you got on the double moon?
It's kind of interesting. I'm glad she called in. It's a non-phenomena.
Oh, hold on. What happened to your mic there? Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. It's a non-phenomena. It is supposedly on August 27th. 2020, and that's tomorrow, is that right? The Mars will appear as big as the moon, and this is absolutely incorrect. Mars is in the sky, but it is nowhere near as big as the moon. What does it say? Will Mars ever appear as big as the moon seen from Earth? No, it won't. This hoax was rooted in a real 15-year cycle of Mars that's peaking. So, in other words, Mars will be there, but it won't be anywhere near as big as the moon. And when she asked it, I thought she was being obscene.
Well, did you think everything's obscene?
I do.
So there is no double moon?
No. It's Mars and the moon are going to be in the sky, but Mars will be nowhere near as big as the moon.
Well, I feel so bad. I'm sorry, caller, that Glenn had to ruin everything for you.
I wrecked your life.
Why, Glenn, why?
But it's a 15-year hoax, so.
Well, on a happier note now,
yes.
Now that we've talked about all the bad stuff,
okay.
Do you ever, and maybe this is why I have a good mood about everything, are you ever just, I think about this a lot, and I don't know why. I think I would be a good philosopher. Do you ever think, even in the bad, worst moments of life, all the good things that go on every day, That this really is miraculous, that we're alive, that we're healthy, that we're able to communicate, that we're able to be creative, that we get another day tomorrow to fix anything we did wrong today? No, but you won't know it.
No, that's
true. So I am really, you know, I'll tell you something funny. Mornings, a lot of people feel better in the mornings. For some reason, mornings are probably my most blah time. I'm not depressed in the mornings, but it's just, you know, I got to get up. I got to get this done. It's my more busy time.
The fog is still in your
head.
The
fog's in my head. But night, like evenings, are great. After 5 o'clock, that's when I can go out and walk. Everything pretty much that I needed to get done for the day is done. There are no surprises usually after 5 o'clock. And that's when I start to think, you know, gosh, what a miraculous surprise. You know, I went to work today and I laughed with that person and I had a great time and I'm healthy and I'm here. And I just really think I am so taken. It's very hard for me to be depressed. Very hard.
Yeah, I'm a lot like you. It's hard for me to be depressed, but I'm the other way around as far as the daytime. I really love the morning. I like taking my dog out and listen to the Cardinals yelling at me. They're saying, get the heck out of our yard. But I'm more of a morning guy. But I do. I've found that walking at night with, and we've had a fairly large, quarter moon or whatever it is for the last 3 or 4 days. I really find walking with my dog, and my wife and I walk for maybe 10, 15 minutes, and we walk up and down the street. And I've really liked the quiet and the cool of the late night. Whereas during the day, I mowed the lawn yesterday, and I thought I was going to sweat every ounce of body fat off. Unfortunately, it didn't even get close.
But, I think it's an optimistic point of view.
Yeah, you've got to be. I think you have to be optimistic. Now, we're all going to croak someday, and I've gotten to the point where I'm not terrified of that anymore.
Why be terrified of that?
Yeah.
I was telling you a few weeks ago that I think the two biggest fears, general fears, that people have in life are death and prison, because it's two things that you can't control.
Yeah.
For the most part. And, you know, both of those fears for me at this age have been taken away, because I just don't have a fear of death. I think because I got to do so much in life. Now, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
saying I would like to die tomorrow.
There's no suicide pact.
But if I did, wow, what a cool thing I got to do. You know, the time I was here, I did not waste.
I think if it were a little closer to you, like it is to me, I think you'd think about it more with more intent. But yeah, I'm even though I'm a lot closer than you are to my demise, I think I've gotten so that I'm not afraid of dying. Being an agnostic or an atheist, whichever way you want to put it, some people aren't you afraid of dying? No. Most of us believe that dying, most agnostics or atheists believe that dying is just, you weren't alive before you were born, right? And that's exactly what being dead is.
Well, and I doing the interviews in the prison 2 years ago kind of took that fear of prison away from me.
Because, we talked about that.
Yeah, because what it did was, for some reason, you watch these prison movies and you see these things and you think it's awful. And I'm not saying it's the most pleasurable experience you would ever have in your life, but it's, you get fed, you get medical, there are guards who you have interactions with, there are inmates who you have, they're people.
There are classes, there are lots of stuff.
There are libraries. Yeah. They're people. You know, they did wrong, but they're people. And it's just another experience. You know, to me, worse than prison, worse than death, would be saying you had a horrible illness.
Yeah.
That you are never going to recover from.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, now see, now, I'm not fearful of that. But to me, that would be worse. Because, you know, like, I think of Bill Cosby. And I'm not saying I'm a huge Bill Cosby fan. But I think it's interesting that if he does get, he has an end date. Now, will he make that end date because of his age? We don't know. But he does have it. You know, he knows that this date he'll get out. And also, he's in maximum security prison. The crime he committed is considered a violent crime. But yet the inmates who've been in there, who've been released, who saw him in there, and he's blind, that doesn't help, is that they said he's in there telling jokes. He's himself. And I think that's what happens. Human beings have the ability to adapt to any situation.
Yeah, I think not all human beings, but I think most people do. Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you, if you got arrested tomorrow and on false charges and they put you away for 3 or 4 years, once you got there, wouldn't you say, okay, it's like the army. This is my bed. This is what a time I got to get up.
Yeah.
This is what, I mean, it's life.
Yeah, and there are a lot of suicides every year, and I think I think those people are the ones that are unable to cope with the life that they have.
But I always see I guess this is on my mind because we are such a crime and punishment society right
now.
Yeah,
we are.
Like right now, you know, everybody thinks, well, look at the people who've went to prison. Michael Cohen recently, very well, high publicity, high profile case. Somebody else, Martha Stewart, that lady from the Dance Mom show ended up a year in prison. These moms who were involved in the child, the college scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They're in prison. Okay, you know what? They all get so anxious beforehand, and they all get the high power attorneys, and they fight it like crazy not to go, and then they all go, and they're fine.
Yeah.
And they get out, and they're fine.
And if the truth be known, they probably learned something.
And I bet it's a tremendous relief off your chest.
I would think so.
That it's gone.
Yeah.
Not that prison is gone. I bet when you go into prison, the unknown is gone. Because I believe that's what we're mostly afraid of.
I think you're right.
Because you don't know how that trial is going to turn out.
You think somebody's going to show up with a shiv and stick
it in
your
ribs. Yeah, and that's not reality.
No.
And I think also people don't understand that financial crimes and murderers are not in the same prison.
Yeah, in most cases, yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny to me how I just think we have the ID channel too much. I think we have too much Law and Order. I think we have too much, so many movies based upon prison and crimes and being on the run, that's really become an anxiety for people. If you actually toured, you would see it's like a school.
Yeah, but my concern is that we are the most litigious and also the most imprisoning society in the world. And why are we putting people in prison especially African Americans or anybody black or brown or any other color than white? They seem to go to prison way more.
This comes to back. This is totally off that, but
okay.
It's interesting, but if you knew you didn't do anything wrong, even if somebody said you did, and worst case scenario, convicted you of it, would that still make you feel like you did something wrong?
No.
Okay, and this is the kind of thing with criticism. You can say whatever you want about me. If I don't believe it, and I know it's not true, why would that bother me?
It only bothered you because you were treated wrongly. You were convicted of something you didn't do. That would irritate me more than anything. And
I
then
guess
I'd start wondering.
I wasn't convicted of anything.
What did they have? Why did they want me to go to jail for something somebody else did?
But you know the real story is far less compelling than what people think is going on. I found that to be true. Have you ever talked to somebody about something they did that was supposedly just so heinous, and you actually get what the real story is? It's usually not as entertaining.
I think I mentioned this on the air a couple weeks ago that I did when I was at the prison helping train people on how to handle their finances when they get out. I did have a man that had been in prison, I think, 18 years for murder. And he came up and we talked for quite a... He didn't know what a cell phone was. He didn't even know how to use a more modern calculator. He was scared that he was going to go out.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
How something you would be so petrified of. He doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. He did have family. That was good. And his family was going to take care of him. And I felt good about that. But, you know, there was a moment I thought, well, maybe I can have him stay with me. I knew my wife would shoot me for that.
Well,
and then she'd have to go to jail.
All I know is I remember when Martha Stewart, and it to this day it sounds so silly that Martha Stewart went to prison.
Yeah.
She went to prison, she got out, and I remember she got a talk show. You know, she picked up and went on. And I remember somebody saying they had such respect for her because she was able to
move on.
Yeah. She did it, and she, you know, that's big stuff. Go ahead, caller.
What about the people that get raped in prison? I bet they disagree with you.
Well, you know, I think that's more fiction than fact. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
I was going to say, we've all seen Shawshank Redemption.
Right, and I think that's what we get an idea that prison is shivs and
well,
prison.
Well, there's something called PREA, Prison Rape Enforcement Act, I think is what it is, or something like that. They all really make it a seismic effort to crack down on that, but don't think it never happens. Just like people get shanked and people that go to the hole, the food ain't that bad. When you go to the hole, you get something called loaf. They take everything you were going to eat that day, throw it in a pan, bake it, and serve it to you like cake, like a slice of cake.
Well, I think you shouldn't be doing things in prison that would probably cause this problem.
Well, I mean, if somebody, you can't be a punk in prison or you get exploited, so you have to fight. Either that or you're going to be someone's girlfriend.
I don't know what the term punk in prison means. What does that mean?
Like when you get to go to the store, like commissary time.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll just come up in your cell and take your stuff, and you either got to fight or there you go. Bye-bye.
Kind of like the bully in high school, yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, I guess my experience of being there, and I wasn't there, you know, for days, but it just was not that. You know,
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Glenn Coble, Scott's Prepaid. Sorry we went to break there. If you want to call back in, 740-383-9944. Glenn had talked about 17,000 prisoners here in Marion.
Something like that.
Okay, 17,000. When's the last time you heard of one going to the hospital for being beat up or there being a fight out there or a guard getting attacked? You know, you hear more about guards getting charged with selling drugs than you do about guards being attacked.
Well, I think the concern is a good concern. We should find ways to make our prisons more humane, and maybe we'd have less of that concern.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I wasn't going to call back in, but I had to, and I heard you say that. There's a lot of things that go on I live on the south side of Marion, and at the beginning of July, there was a drive-by shooting on my street. Like,
right.
There's I won't say my street or any, you know, I live at such and such, but there's a lot of things that go on that you just don't hear about.
No, I think she's right. I think you're right, yeah. And I think that's I think that's the difference from prison, though. The difference is that walking down the street now, you could be shot, and there could be somebody who could break into your house and do God knows what. I think what happens in prison is first of all, I'll tell you, if I was ever in prison and somebody did one of those things to me, the first thing I would do is file a report, and I would try to.
This is where you never go to prison, because the first thing you better do is just throw a punch. And what they say is it doesn't matter if you get beat up, you probably are going to, chances are, especially if, you know, somebody's been in there on a life sentence and they go in the yard and pump iron every day all day. You're probably going to get your rear end handed to you, but the best thing you can do is, you never heard of snitches get stitches? You spent a lot of time behind that microphone, so let's hope you never go to the
jail. Well, no, like the lady who called in and said her brother had gotten coronavirus and he'd been in prison while the coronavirus was going on. I don't think that was his experience. It didn't seem like it. I mean, is this like a family member that you had that was in prison who had these experiences?
My son's in multi-county right now waiting to go to prison, so I do know a thing or two about what I'm talking about. He's been there before.
And that's what he says goes on in there?
Oh, yeah. And plus, I subscribe to a YouTube channel called After Prison Show, and that guy did 7 years in prison, and he makes content based on his life in prison, and I've subscribed for 2 or 3 years now. So.
Well, how do you think these people, like Martha Stewart and Michael Cohen and...
They ain't doing the same kind of time. Like,
yeah.
I understand
that.
If you got money, you can get into or out of it. You know what I mean? Some of the federal prisons are better than some, you know, hotels.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying.
Not one big dude, El Chapo, like, when he went in this time, you really think that, like, he wasn't getting served 5-star meals by, you know, beautiful women, probably trying to get whatever they want.
Well, like
but
Bill
if you're
Cosby.
Just a regular Joe.
Well, like Bill Cosby, everybody knows him. He's an 81, 82-year-old man. He's blind. He is in a maximum security prison because what he did was considered a violent crime. They consider that in prison to be an awful crime. He is among general population. They have confirmed that. Nothing's happened to him.
Yeah, he's also a celebrity.
Do you think prisoners care about that, though?
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between, like, your regular Joe and... you know, Martha Stewart or Bill Cosby.
I absolutely agree with the caller. I think money talks in prison.
So
yep.
And you get
and you're
softer
gonna,
time.
Like, you're probably going to get beat up, but if they come for you, the best thing you can do is fight. At least that shows that, I mean, if you go file a report, good luck.
Well, I don't know.
Just like if you get shanked, you better go find a Muslim to stitch you up. Go tell them, find out what happens. You probably won't live to it the next time.
Well, I just would think there'd be more bodies piling up.
How do we know there isn't? Like I said, did you ever hear tell of a drive-by at the beginning of July, Marion, Ohio? My neighbor, next-door neighbor, has a bullet hole in their bedroom wall. That's the proof of it.
Did they report it?
There were cops everywhere. I thought it was fireworks, and I saw blue and red lights, and I come out on the porch, and he said, did you see anything? And they were out there looking for shell casing.
You know, I'd have to go back and, I mean, there were some drive-bys that we did report on, because I remember the people getting caught, and they were searching for somebody. That's how we usually hear about them.
Yeah, well, I said, stick us in your report. I don't know nothing. I went back and shut the door.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because a lot of times usually how we find out about those things is they're looking for the person because nobody knows or saw who did it.
Yeah, well, sometimes you're better off. The least you know, the better off you are. That's my motto.
Well, it's interesting. Hey, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, I think the caller has some good points there. I think there is cover-ups going on. I do think money talks. I do think celebrity gets you
like Jeffrey Dahmer, who was highly well-known, but they killed him in prison because of what he did.
Yeah, and I think that happens, too.
Jack Kevorkian was in prison.
They didn't kill Gacy. Gasek? Is that his name? Gacy?
I think it's just... I think, first of all, I think if you commit a violent crime, your temperament is probably not all that good to begin with.
I would guess.
So I'm guessing you probably are not the nicest to everybody when you're walking into prison.
And maybe that is some of, I mean, that's your problem in life. If you go up nastily to somebody in life, they might take a swing at you.
Well, I think we need a lot of correction in our correctional institutions. And I think I mentioned this last week on the air that Sweden or wherever, they were doing a story on TV, and they talked about how their
recidivism.
Thank you. How their recidivism was very, very low compared to the United States, and they believed that it was because they treated prisoners like human beings. By the way, I gave you the wrong number, way off. The capacity of MCI is only 2,600 people.
And I don't know. Like I said, I've never stayed there. I've never been in jail. I don't know. But it would not, I don't think you can live in fear of those things. I guess that's my point.
Well, if you're going to do something that's going to put you there, maybe then you live in fear. But I don't know. I feel badly for this lady's son, who probably is not real comfortable about the idea. If he's going to have to go in and fight his way through, that doesn't sound like
a good life. I guess what doesn't compute in my mind is like the guy you're talking about who wanted to stay there. Now, why would he want to stay a place?
He really didn't want to stay there, but he was afraid of getting out.
Right, more afraid of coming out than staying there.
I don't know that he was anxious. He was looking forward to getting out because he did have family. But he was fearful that he didn't know what he was going to face. Yeah.
Right. But I mean, was he all stitched up? Had he been knocked around in the bathroom? Was he having...
Very thin African-American gentleman.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't know why he was thin, but anyway.
Well, I'm sure it's not the most pleasant place in the world. I just think that I think we watch too many prison shows.
Yeah, I think we get an awful lot of that. We have a lot of Law and Order shows which have nothing to do with Law and Order.
Well, I mean,
shoot them up and explosions.
Well, if it was that bad, I guess my problem would be is why would any guard ever want to work there? Because the odds would just be that somebody would turn on you at some point.
But the money's not bad.
But would you do it for...
I wouldn't do it
right,
ever.
Okay, so there's that. And then there's the idea also that we've heard of these stories of the guards selling people drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they must be pretty friendly.
Well, you got to be careful of stories that you hear. And I'm afraid that people that fear going to prison probably have heard really bad stories. And there are people that go to prison like Martha, what's her last name?
Stewart,
thank you. That probably heard bad stories but knew they were going to get off pretty easy.
Well, I just think there's always a tendency... When you say, well, why did... There would be somebody, there, just like there always is, there would be somebody who said, listen, I was in prison, and I got this in the shower, and I was shanked, and I had to get stitches. When they would get out, they would sue the state. What would they have to lose when they got out to sue the state?
I'm not sure that they have that right, but...
I don't think you cannot. It's in the Constitution. You can't have cruel and unusual punishment.
No, but I'm not sure that they have the right to sue the state for somebody else shanking them in prison. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, didn't the state though put them in harm's way?
I don't know.
Well, who made him stay there?
I imagine there's probably been some lawsuits on that, but I don't know the answer.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of like the conspiracy theory of everything. All I know is being in the prison turned me around. Because I thought it would have been an awful place. I thought it would have looked awful. I thought it would have smelled awful. I thought the bars would have been everywhere. I mean, this was maximum security. I thought this would have been, just misery. And it's just not set up like that.
I was there teaching those classes. I probably did 5 or 6 of them. So I wasn't there very long. I was there for a few hours, 5 or 6 times during my entire stay. But I was not frightened when I went in, but I didn't find it a pleasant place to go into.
No, I mean, it's not Club Med. No, I'm not. But I think there is a level between...
It wasn't Club Dead.
Either. I mean, I think if the state is covering up deaths that are happening there, wouldn't the family speak out?
Well, this lady was speaking out.
Right, but I mean, if your son was being, those things were being done, wouldn't you say, wouldn't the family say,
I've heard
hey.
Some families say things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody believes them. They think, oh, yeah, they did wrong. They should be in jail. I think we need a lot of prison reform.
I don't know. I just
the fact that we are putting more people in prison than any other country, including North Korea. I know.
There is a lot of that going on too, but I don't know. I don't think it's a picnic. I don't think it's great. But I just learned recently that prisoners could email.
Okay. Well, I think we should put them in prison to help them do better. Rather than put them in prison for the main reason that we put them in prison is to punish them. I think we would do a lot better off if we would put them in jail and make their life better and better every day by training, by being kind. I think a lot of them could use a lot of psychiatric help as well.
Well, you could do that too.
Yeah,
you could say you did it for insanity and go to the mental hospital.
Yeah, they don't usually get away
with that. I think there's a lot of, like for example, the shooting that was being talked about there. Now, I don't know if it was reported or not, but we do have a sunshine law in Ohio, and if you went to the police department and there were cops there and they didn't give you the information and you were the news media, they could be sued for that. They absolutely could be sued for that.
Do you think that happens very often?
Do I think that...
I don't truly believe that... I think that the powers that be can cover up an awful lot of
stuff. I think that's the conspiracy theory in this country, though.
It could be. Yeah.
I think it is that there's always stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And we just... I have to believe what my eyes show me to be.
But you haven't stayed in the jails for any.
No, I haven't.
Time.
But I've known many people who did.
I don't know.
And they did not seem to be.
You must have some bad friends.
Yeah, they did not seem to be traumatized. I mean,
I did stay in jail one night.
Oh, did you?
I was arrested for DUI in Chicago when I was fairly young, and they made me stay overnight in jail. The part that I didn't like the most is that I had to use the bathroom in front of everybody.
I'll tell you what this reminds me of just real quick before we run out of time.
Sure.
For so long, the common wisdom is that illegal immigrants come to this country and they get the food card and they get health insurance and they get all this stuff. Now, people will tell you it's all just dusted under the rug and nobody. Okay, go to the place where you get the food card and go to the place where you get the amenities that this country offers and try to get it without a Social Security card. It's not going to happen. If you don't bring your Social Security card in, it's not going to, and they can't validate it.
I would say you're probably right.
Okay, but yet that's not what we believe.
Right.
We believe the illegal immigrants are slipping on in here, and they're making fake Social Security cards, and apparently these agencies can't run them to check with the federal government to see if they're fake or not, and they're just giving them food, and they're giving them Medicare, and they're giving them everything.
You know what would really help the United States?
What's that?
If we'd learn how to tell the truth.
And I think that applies to prison. I think that applies.
Everything.
There are just beliefs that we hold because we believe that that's why things are the way they are.
I have a buddy that knows the absolute truth because he was told it by a friend of his.
And there you go. And A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble is coming up in 10 minutes.
Feeling here at the Republican National Convention. And if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, commenting on Hillary Clinton.
Do you have, in closing this week, do you have a favorite Hillary?
You know, I would see her quite often. One of the things